Happy Saturday, everybody. The weather is strange outside. Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS, May the 4th, 2024. Saturday weather from the 710 KNUS Weather Center. It says 63 will be the high, but they said maybe some storms. Sunday, tomorrow, windy and 77. Back to work Monday, 62 degrees. This is one old radio guy to another radio guy. Republican Jeff Crank, who has now jumped into Colorado's 5th CD primary. We have never spoken before. We had a quick phone call in the middle of this week. That's quite a fight down there, and a lot of interesting things are happening. Hey, brother, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for doing it.
Peter, thanks for having me. I've long admired you from afar. You've done such great work over the years, and so I'm very happy to be here.
Well, you're kind. I knew your name from radio. Talk about, you did a show in the Springs for how many years?
Well, about 14 years. I did the Jeff Crank Show. It was a Saturday show on another station here in Colorado Springs. And, you know, gosh, I miss doing that. I mean, it's awfully fun. Yeah, it's so great. So, yeah.
So what background before then?
Well, I worked for 8 years. Well, I was born and raised in Colorado, and I worked for 8 years in Congress. I worked for Joel Heffley, who was the congressman before Doug Lamborn in the 5th Congressional District. And I did his defense work for him on the Armed Services Committee and then became his administrative director. I kind of ran his Washington, D.C. office and operations there. And then came back to Colorado, ran for Congress in 2006. And then helped open up the Americans for Prosperity chapter in Colorado, and now do a podcast, actually, for Americans for Prosperity, a national podcast called American Potential.
I want to bring you back to the Americans for Prosperity, as I think most people on the inside and a lot of people on the outside know that this, and I've called it a loyalty oath paper, has dropped.
Yeah.
And it comes from... And he appeared with us last week. It comes from Dave Williams. And the fourth or fifth? I got to look because I yellowed this out last night. Here it is. It's the third reason why you must denounce. And it says, number three, do you denounce Americans for Prosperity and the $70 million plus they raised to defeat President Donald J. Trump and hardworking Americans who are tired of open borders, circle yes or no. Now, this thing, what do you make of this? And we're way out here on the limb, but this came down. It's called Colorado GOP, and you're to put your name on it, then the office you're running for, and underneath it, with lined underneath it, it says, please note that to be considered for endorsement, and of course, Dave Williams runs the party, you must answer all questions. If you don't know the answer to any question, then simply state as much. Please return the survey 1 week after receiving it. Please answer the following questions. The first one is interesting. It says, what is the proper role of government? And who will judge that, I wonder? Number two, do you suggest President Trump populist, do you support President Trump's populist American First agenda, and then you denounce Americans for Prosperity. Do you believe that that third question is aimed at you?
I think it's aimed at me, but it's also aimed at Gabe Evans in the 8th Congressional District as well, because Americans for Prosperity Action endorsed Gabe Evans as well.
But principally, weren't you if I read properly, didn't you have a lot to do with Americans for Prosperity?
Oh, I still work.
That's what I thought.
For Americans for Prosperity. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, there's no question that this is Dave trying to use the Republican Party, to advantage himself in his race against me. There's no question about that. But I would say that whole questionnaire, there's a couple of questions that are just setups. I mean, that's
well. Go ahead. I mean, which ones? I have in front of me.
Well, the one you just mentioned about Americans for Prosperity is a setup, and it's a setup for me, but not so much for me because, I didn't go through the assembly because my opponent ran the assembly, and that would have been foolish for me to put my entire campaign effort and operation into his hands to be the judge and jury on whether or not I made the ballot. So I petitioned on, legitimately, of course, and petitioned on. So I think that one is actually aimed at Gabe Evans, I, of course, aimed at me as well, but Gabe Evans in the 8th Congressional District. And then the other question that's just a total absolute setup in that questionnaire is the one about, have you ever been a member of another political party or voted for someone? Stephen Varela in the 3rd Congressional District went through the assembly, won top line at the assembly, beat Dave's preferred candidate, which is Ron Hanks, and he actually beat him at this. And so now Dave comes around with this question, knowing that Stephen Varela used to be a Democrat. I mean, of course he's going to fail that question. I mean, it's a total setup. And here's what really bothers me about that questionnaire, Peter, is they talk about it being about the grassroots. Well, the grassroots chose Stephen Varela, and now some party boss is going to come in and unchoose Stephen Varela and choose who they wanted to choose in the first place.
This questionnaire, which it's a purity test is what it is, or a litmus if you won't fall in line.
Right.
But I was sent it, and I read it, and then this morning Lou printed it for me. But it's a party loyalty quiz, and the party, according to Dave Williams, is how I read this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's right, Peter. And it's, again, because he chose to run for Congress and not step down as party chairman, it leaves everyone to question whether this entire process is just kind of rigged to benefit him, to justify his desire, and not just his desire, but he did it in his first, you know, when we first started this race, to use party resources inappropriately to attack a primary opponent. Yeah. And that's just not what I think 60, 70-year-old ladies who give to the Republican Party, I don't think they expect their money to be used to attack other Republicans. They expect it to be used to go win elections and beat Democrats.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this. Dave did the show last week and has made a promise to debate Dick Wadhams, and I hope that comes together quicker than it seems to be. But these questions are... They're set up in a manner that if you sign your name to this, it says you may have to print your name and then sign your name and then date it and affirm like that these are the, you know, that you're not lying. I have affirmed that I have answered the above questions to the best of my knowledge and without any outside assistance. Well, you're so stupid, you need somebody to help you answer your own questions. But I took that as an offensive thing. You know, if I was going to fill this out, but. But what you say is, too, here's question 19, pardon me. Are you voting for a candidate other than President Donald J. Trump presidential election? If so, please explain. Why would I have to explain to Dave Williams or anybody, for that matter, my methods for voting?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not really Dave Williams' business who anybody votes for. Now, I'm personally going to vote for Donald Trump. I endorsed him a long time ago. But that I don't know. I think that's to try and trip people up or prove that everybody has to be loyal to Donald Trump. No. I mean, I don't get it.
It's lockstepping. Our guest, he is in Colorado Springs running for office, Jeff Crank. And again, this drops, and I got it bootlegged to me on Thursday, and it's a purity test. I mean, glorious people build glorious party, and you put your name on it, you put the office you're running for, and then you begin with these questions. The first one is really, what is the proper role of government? Well, the proper role of government would have to be, I guess, in their eyes. That's the proper role. And if you don't adhere to that, then what?
Right. Yeah, I think you said it best. It's a purity test.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You have to fit what the chairman, what Dave Williams, who, let's be honest, designed this questionnaire, And again, I mean, that doesn't strike anybody as odd that the person running for the office who would have to fill out the questionnaire, and I assume he is going to fill out the questionnaire and everybody would see the answers to his questions on the questionnaire, but he's a candidate. It's just totally inappropriate. It would be like, you know, President Trump going into trial and sitting down and looking up and noticing that the prosecutor who's prosecuting him is also the judge.
Of course.
Right. So it's just for him to not recognize that is just it's almost stunning. And I wonder, I got to be honest with you, if you have a person who runs a party like that, what would he do when he got to Washington and actually had real power as a member of Congress?
Well, you know, these are overused terms anymore, so I won't use them, but it's always your interpretation. Will you lock heels? And do you believe the public education system is broken? If so, what solutions would you propose to fix it? Interesting question. Should parents or schools be allowed to provide or encourage the transgender reassignment treatment to minors? Choose one, yes or no. I think it's a little more complex than that. Do you support the authorization of FISA, which doesn't require the need for the government to obtain a warrant? This goes back to, I'm sure, to Donald Trump, and used against American citizens, whether it's recently signed into law. That's the Russian probe. Should the U.S. continue giving aid to Ukraine? But, you know, what does election integrity mean to you? Meaning, the question is, do you think the election was stolen?
Right.
That's like, what do you think the purpose of this was for Dave Williams to send it out?
Well, again, I think Dave Williams, despite saying that he's for the grassroots deciding who's going to be the Republican nominees in these congressional seats, and they're very important congressional seats because we have so many open this time around, I think despite him saying he cares about the grassroots and what they think, I think Dave Williams chose, of course, himself to be the preferred candidate in the 5th Congressional. He originally, I think, chose Ted Harvey to be his preferred candidate in the 4th. But then when Lauren Boebert switched to the 4th, Lauren's a very strong candidate. And so now that's his preferred candidate in the 4th. And then in the 3rd, Ron Hanks, who he has supported in the past for in his U.S. Senate race, he's now chosen him as the one. So I think this questionnaire is simply designed to bypass the grassroots and for the party bosses to get in a smoke-filled back room somewhere and decide who the actual candidates will be that they will label as grassroots, that they will label as MAGA, and then somehow magically, those are the ones that the Republican Party will, quote, endorse.
Republican Jeff Crank, who is running for the 5th CD, is our guest this morning. I'm Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. The best of your knowledge, is fundraising still being done in the state of Colorado for John Eastman?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I have looked a little bit at some of the FEC reports of the state party, and I'm pretty shocked at some of the money that's going out. Dave Williams is taking, I don't know, some months it's $8,000 salary, some months it's $10,000. I think one month it was $12,000. John Hotelling, who works for him, and I think might also be working on his campaign, is getting, I don't know, $5,000 or $8,000
something. That's from the that's from the party, not from the campaign?
That's from the party, not the campaign. His expenses on his FEC report for the campaign, his expenses were a total of $5,000 or five or eight or some very low number for 3 months on a campaign. So, you know, I don't know where all of his expenses are going from the campaign. We can't know that. But I can tell you he is taking a lot of money from that state party in salary. Now he'll say it's not salary, but it's going to his consulting firm that he owns. And you know, he's using that. I don't know about the John Eastman stuff. I haven't looked into it.
And because when he was on the radio show, he said, I asked him if Eastman was still on the payroll, and he said the money was going to the foundation and some other people, and I got immediate phone calls that said, then it goes down one level to John Eastman. And John Eastman's been disbarred, so he can't be the attorney anymore. So I don't know what the truth is either.
Right. Yeah. I just don't know.
Yeah. Give me your thoughts overall of the picture of the Colorado GOP. I mean, in my mind, it is totally melted down. What are you watching?
Yeah, I think it has melted down. And I would say there's primarily two reasons that it's melted down, in my view. On the one hand, I think there have been many times where we have nominated and had unprincipled leaders. And by that, I mean people who turn to, you know, bigger government, more taxes, things like that, as the solution. And I think the Republican Party, when we do that, we don't really give voters a choice to say, why would I vote for Republican over Democrat, right? And I think the party needs to stand for principle, and those principles should be limited government, because government has the ability to really put up roadblocks and barriers to people's success if it gets too big. We see that with regulation, we see it with taxes, with inflation. Too much government spending causes that. So we've had unprincipled candidates in many cases. But on the other side, the other thing that is causing the party meltdown is we've got people who have used the party to really fight other Republicans. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I look at Dave. The emails that come out of the party, they just seem to attack other Republicans. They almost never are aimed at finding a good Republican candidate to go out and beat a Democrat. And so while the party and the party apparatus has in some ways been hijacked for other people's own political good, right, there are tons of races out there in Colorado that the Republican Party just doesn't have the money to put the resources in, because we're spending it fighting other Republicans. And that's got to stop.
Jeff Cranks with us. 710 KNUS and Peter Boyles. That's a mixed weather day. 63 will be the tall, but tomorrow 77, but it becomes windy. This GOP survey that came out this week that I think Dave was behind, if not behind, was very close to putting it together, and it was very strange. I'm no expert, but I don't think there's been anything like it. Certainly not in this country. It's existed in some other regime countries, but you really have to pledge purity to the party. And it's not, you know, your interpretation, it's their interpretation. And I'm sorry, go please.
No, yeah, that's right, Peter. I mean, some of the actions as you see them from Chairman Williams, I mean, really remind you of chairmen from other countries.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, political leaders that if you don't toe the line, you're not pure enough. And, you know, Dave's used the term, he tries to make it into MAGA candidates or America First candidates. You know, it's just being used as a bludgeon, as a weapon against his political opponents. That's all it is.
I looked at it as I read it again last night, sort of as a get in line. If not, you know, we will talk to you. But when I got to the third part of it, and I believe it's the Koch brothers, were they the instruments behind Americans for Prosperity?
Well, Charles and David Koch, helped found Americans for Prosperity, but. You know, what I really am sort of stunned by, first of all, to my knowledge, Americans isn't running for Congress in this race. I am.
I understand.
You know, but I think for Dave, I know you understand that, Peter. Mm-hmm. I think Dave doesn't understand that. That's the difference, right, is he's tried to make it one and the same. But look, what's Americans for Prosperity doing right now? Well, they're the biggest grassroots army walking to defeat John Tester in Montana, who's a Democrat, right? They're the biggest grassroots army in Nevada right now, walking to defeat the Democrat Senator Jackie Rosen there, and elect the Republican that's there. I mean, they're working all across. They got Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. They're supporting, you know, Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson. They're working their tails off to try and get a conservative majority in the United States Senate. And they're being hampered by the efforts of people like Dave, mm-hmm. who want to defy the party for their own political purposes.
But aren't you, you know, taking Donald Trump's position when you go after the Koch brothers, because the Koch brothers funded a candidate against Donald Trump? I mean, that's how I see it. And one of the very, very Pete Boyle strange out cards is that on the happenstance that Dave Williams loses and Donald Trump gets back into the Oval Office, is Dave Williams playing for a position with the new Trump administration? He's been incredibly loyal. There's been bragging that he carries Donald Trump's cell phone number and Donald Trump will answer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty significant.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't know. I don't know what he'll do, you know, after I beat him in this primary.
Yeah.
And I hope that he will come around and learn from that, and that he will try and unify a party, right? No matter what happens. If he were to win, I would hope he'd want to unify instead of divide. If he loses, I hope he'd want to do that.
Jeff, what would happen conceivably if he's beaten and Lauren Boebert is beaten? Because, and not that, you know, no one sees around corners, but, you know, Boebert has left her own district and moved to the new district. And Dave and you in this big dogfight, if the two of them lose, what will that say about all of this?
Yeah, well, look, I think, and I have not endorsed anyone in Lauren Boebert's race, right? I've stayed out of that. I haven't endorsed anybody. I will work with whoever is a member of Congress from the 4th, right? But I would say, you know, what it will prove if this happens is that the Republican Party has an opportunity in Colorado to rebuild, to become a party once again that voters trust. You know, I go around all the time. I think Dave thinks that it's a positive for him to say that he's the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. I don't think it's a positive. Mm. I think most people look at the chairman of the party and say, man, I don't even know what's going on over there. I used to be a Republican, but I can't stand it anymore. That's what people are saying.
I know more people. So, I know more people that used to be Republicans.
Right, right. And it's, again, it's this infighting. It's this using the party to do that. Look, Peter, we had a couple of primaries that I got involved in. When I was on the radio, I endorsed a couple of candidates in the last cycle. My candidates didn't win. The candidates that Dave Williams supported won in El Paso County. But you know what? The very next day, I endorsed those candidates.
Oh, sure.
Because to me, it is more important to beat people who are going to take away my gun rights, who are going to further turn Colorado into California. I just can't tolerate that. So I endorse them, and that's what I will do. I will support and endorse every Republican candidate, no matter who they are, once the primary is over. And I think Dave has not done that. He didn't do it in the U.S. Senate race last time. You know, and he's just got a history of being divisive.
One more word, one more name, Tina Peters.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Look, I'm not one that sits and harps on what happened in the years past and elections and all of that. Look, I think, first of all, you know, the election 2016 happened. People can fuss all they want about the election. I will say this: if Republicans aren't talking about 2024 and 2025 and their vision for those, we're going to lose. And so we need to stop talking about 2016 and the past and was the election stolen. we need to focus on what is the future of America and the future of Colorado and provide a vision for people so that they want to vote for Republicans again, not because they think we're a bunch of kooks.
Okay, for the record, with
yes,
Jeff
sir.
Crank, did Donald Trump have the election stolen from him?
No.
Yeah.
No.
See, that
no.
dooms you. That dooms you right there.
Well, it doesn't doom me because, look, if you there's an article in Time magazine. I'll be happy to send it to you, Peter. You probably saw it. There's an article in Time magazine where all the Democrats, not all of them, but many of the Democrats, many on the left, were bragging about how they manipulated the election to cause Donald Trump to lose. That's different than going out and saying that there was this orchestrated effort and all of that. But look, I do think that happened. They bragged about it, and I don't know if you've seen the article. I'll be happy to send it to you.
No, I have.
Right.
Now, that's called crowing when I was a kid. You know,
right.
I mean,
look,
and it doesn't even mean it's true. It's like it's a, you know, you twist a little strong in their neck. But by and large, what I've witnessed happen, it started out with, it was Dominion, it was Smartmatic, it was, you know, these poor women working in a accounting department in Atlanta. And then you had people like Giuliani and the Kraken and the rest of them. And now they're narrowed it down to something that's called ballot harvesting or this kind of thing. Suddenly, because people are losing their tails in lawsuits, we no longer mention Dominion. We no longer mention Smartmatic. We no longer mention the kinds of things that Dinesh D'Souza made in his movie or the rest of that stuff. Now we're down to something else. And, you know, and you can't chop away enough wood. So when Dave was on the show, he said, yeah, it was stolen. I'm paraphrasing him. But now the manner in which they present the steal is totally different than the machines that did it that were connected to Venezuela and all the other insanity. So, you just said something that you will anger up the blood, as they say, of many, many people. Yeah.
Well, you know, if it angers the blood, I just have to speak the truth. I will say this. It's very simple. I do believe I am a strong supporter in voter ID laws. I think that the laws have been manipulated to advantage people on the left. So I'm for, you know, voter ID laws and tightening up, you know, rules in which we use to vote all across the United States.
Sure.
I think we've gotten terrible on those things. And I do think that in places like Pennsylvania, they exceeded their authority when the Secretary of State decides, oh, well, because of COVID, we're just going to send out absentee ballots. Doesn't matter if the law allows us to do it. Those are things that were excesses that should not have happened. You know, an election has to have rules. And you live by those rules. And if you want to change them, you change them after an election. You don't do it right in the middle. So there's plenty of stuff that we need to work on.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a morphing. As someone who lived through all of this and was threatened by some of it, we're down to that now. But what started off was the machines did it.
Sure.
And
but you didn't hear that from me.
No, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Donald Trump, the rank and file, radio talk show host, and others. That was the initial one, was the, you know, the rise of the machines. And now we worked our way down to whatever it is that we have. We blame them now. And people have lost their cans in courtrooms, and more will do so.
Yeah.
But so, no, they've changed it up quite a bit.
But, Peter, I would say this. You know, again, I'll go back to what I first said. If we're talking about 2016 as Republicans, we're not going to be winning in 2024. We need to talk about our vision, why the Biden administration is bad for America, and why Joe Biden needs to be replaced, and why we need to change direction in this country. And if we,
I tell people, you think you're voting for Joe Biden. I tell people, yeah, you think you're voting for Joe Biden. You're voting for Kamala Harris because she will be president.
Right. Right, right. So that's where I am on that issue.
We'll do it again. I understand that there's been attempts to get you and Dave to debate on radio and without any results. Is that true?
I'm trying to think. If I know we've scheduled, we had one forum, and I think we have two in person ones. there is a Salem. I think where that comes from is Salem, Colorado Springs, put together a debate, and then for whatever reason, it got canceled.
All right.
But they have rescheduled that. And so
okay, good.
I do think we're going to have that, and it's coming up here, I think, in a couple of weeks.
I'll listen to that one.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
we'll talk again. And thanks for doing the show. I thought you were extremely honest. And so it's Republican Jeff Crank, everybody, Colorado's 5th CD primary, and replacing Doug Lamborn. So, hey, man, I'll get you back. It was enjoyable. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you, Peter. Peace. I appreciate it. And if I could, people can go to jeffcrankforcongress.com. They can contribute to my campaign there if they'd like to help us out.
Thank you. Be safe. Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye. All right. Lou's got the con. We're going to go into open lines. I really want to talk about Kristi Noem, but we can talk about anything you want to do. It's open lines. And then Father, you know, if you did not know, Father Andre Mahona has been this amazing person in my life. And I spoke with Father. He's in Beirut. And we're going to try and connect to have Father Andre on at noon from Beirut. And it's just awful right now in Beirut. And he's talking about Hamas is there and the jets fly over. And we had a long talk. So we'll do that. 303-696-1971. It is 9:32, 28 before the hour. Bizarre weather today. Take your time. 710 KNUS. Morning, everybody. 710 KNUS on a Saturday morning. Lines are jammed. May the 4th, Peter Boyles, 2024. And it's going to be a weird weather day. 63 is all we get. 77 on Sunday. Father Mahona will be with us in Beirut. We had a long conversation. He comes on, and it's lots of open lines. Standing by for Dr. McWhorter and my daughter, the Capitalist Law Firm, Danny. And I listened to, actually, Danny and I had a good phone conversation this week. Danny suggested you should choose a lawyer who shares your values, because who you choose to represent you in an injury case says so much about you and everybody involved in the case. Dan's dad, of course, we know, was a cop. His mom must have really been a special woman. Danny's former seminarian, dedicated the last 40 years of his life, and it's legit. I mean, with my family, he came through for us. Dan's believed to be the only lawyer in Colorado history to win 5 straight multimillion-dollar verdicts in Colorado crash case histories. Danny believed to have won the largest truck crash verdict in Colorado history. I'm such a fan. He's such a good man. Dan Capitalist Law, the official law firm of the Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche. Capitalist Law's serious firm for serious cases. If you have the question, you call 303-770-5551. 303-770-5551. Or Danny Capitalist Law. Capitalist Law. Dan, of course, CAPLISLaw.com. Do we got the folks? All right. Please bring up to the radio show. My daughter Shannon's with us and Dr. Jeff McWhorter. Hey, you guys. Thanks for doing this. Good morning. Hey, Shannon. Good morning. Dr. McWhorter.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man, you know, I got to tell you something. I got really, really sick. And every day when I would go to the hyperbaric, it helped my cold. Believe it or not. I mean, I was initially not going to go because of, you know, the pressure on my ears. My daughter said, go. I mean, what a sidebar to everything that you do.
Yeah, so typically if we have too much sinus congestion, we don't want the aspect of us getting in hyperbaric because it can cause a sinus squeeze. However, on the other side of things, it does have a dramatic impact on boosting the immune system for us. So I think we talked a couple days after our last chat on the show, and you were feeling pretty remarkably improved after a couple sessions,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
And this is the young woman who took me, Shan. We went and it worked.
It did, and sometimes when you listen to me, it pays off.
Very true.
But really, no, without being a smart aleck, this technology has been one of the greatest healing modalities I have found. And, Dad, as you know, for the last 10 years, I've been researching everything I can to get better and, you know, have been blessed by Dr. McWhorter and the hyperbaric therapy. And I just, everyone I talk to, I can't say enough great things about what it's done for me and for you.
This is the showstopper. So I was getting out of the chamber, and I see out of the corner of my eye this young woman in a baseball hat getting in a chamber. And it was Priscilla Rond. I don't know, doctor, if you even know that she is one of your many patients, but Priscilla. Priscilla is now, of course, running for Douglas County Commissioner. She's a big listener. And so she sent me a text. I saved it. She sent me a picture from inside. And she said, "Greetings from HBOT. Beam me up, Scotty." And she called me. Shannon and I were in the car. And Priscilla, she was the vice chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. She's a firebrand. I'm a big fan. But she loves what you do. So what a way to cap it that Priscilla comes in. She's a patient. So all good stuff. All good stuff.
Peter, we have that. I'm extending our special. Come in. You can do up to 10 sessions for the price of $200. And if you, after that, concluding 2 weeks of doing up to 10 sessions, you decide you want to purchase a package at any point throughout that time or become a member, that $200 purchase price will go towards the cost of whichever route you decide to purchase at that time. And I'll be standing by today taking calls myself to answer any more specific questions about individuals' cases and how hyperbaric oxygen therapy can help improve their quality of life from various different angles.
Give the phone number, please.
Yeah, give us a call today, 303-353-9623. And I'll be available for the next couple hours as I'm making my way up the hill. Happy to answer anybody's questions. And take advantage of that special we're running until the end of the month of May. It is the best rate in the United States to partake in hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
One more time with the phone, please.
Yeah, 303-353-9623.
Both of you. Shannon, see you in a little bit. Doc, thanks, man. I'll take care of you. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Bye. And it really is. It was Priscilla. Peter, she was in the other tank. 710 KNUS, go back to the phones and open lines. Lines are full. Hey, Nick, you're on a radio show. It's Saturday morning. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I just have a couple of comments first about Kristi Noem. She has been in the political arena long enough to know she shouldn't blab about things like shooting her dog, because she just knows as a Republican she's got a big red cross on her back and they would just go and run with it. So she should have known better.
You have editors on books. And I actually met her, and I like her. I mean, she's in South Dakota.
Yes.
And one of my dearest friends knows her very well. She rides a Road King. She hangs out with the bikers. And like you, I mean, I don't know, is farm life and ranch life so much different than, you know, somebody in Denver thinks that's their furry daughter or their furry son?
Well, I think unfortunately, the majority of people who live in Colorado now are living in an urban area, and yep, they have no clue about farm life or ranch life. They just don't. But it doesn't change the fact that she should be politically astute and not said a word.
Agreed.
About what happened. Now, maybe what she did was necessary. I mean, you're not in a city. You're out in the range, maybe miles away from the nearest medical doctor. So she did what she had to do, but she shouldn't have said anything.
There you go. And we had a conversation. I said, all of us, myself included, have done things that we don't want anybody else to know. I mean, you sort of take it to your grave, and it's
exactly.
We all have those moments. But
they call need to know. Do you need to know this? No.
And even need to know, you don't know. You ain't going to tell anybody.
That's exactly.
But then she goes on and says, "Oh, by the way, I killed the goat." And go ahead, please.
No, go ahead.
I thought the same thing. I mean, I saw her. She's coming down the main street of Sturgis, you know, with Stadies riding on both sides of her, and one of my best friends has painted her. David Yule has made a portrait of her. I mean, everything was, you know, was. And now, do you think she's going to be vice presidential material?
No, no, because since the mainstream media is completely controlled by the other side, they would have a field day with this. You'll see one cartoon after another be nonstop, 24 hours a day.
There was a Harry Truman said, "If you need a friend in Washington," I'm paraphrasing Harry.
Get a dog.
I thought so too.
Oh, yeah.
I thought too. Yeah.
You hear stories where Republicans primarily or people that the establishment wants to target, they get them drunk, and while they're drunk and they don't know what they're doing, then they plant some hookers there, then take pictures, and before you know, I mean, that's the kind of sleazy crap that goes on.
Remember who was the senator in The Godfather, and he wakes up and says, "You're lucky my brother Fredo runs this place." And it was supposed to be, you know, what, remember that? I mean,
that was a classic movie.
Oh, but you know who his name is Senator Neary. I think is it Neary in the movie, but it's really McCarran. And the airport in Vegas is named McCarran, and it's named after
that,
allegedly, if you know the crossover. But he said, "You're lucky my brother Fredo runs this place." I thought, what a great moment. No, it's good.
I have one more comment about the election. And again, this is a question. I hear over and over again that all these lawsuits were filed concerning the integrity of the election. And I heard or read that all these lawsuits failed because the judges said you don't have standing.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things never even got to court. Remember this.
Is
that true?
Yeah, any conversations like this. Remember what Fox News did. They paid. And for all the radio crap and all the this crap and that crap and the Trump crap, and why didn't they go and get Mike Lindell or Tina Peters or go fill in the blank and bring them in and put them on the stand to prove that none of this is true?
Well,
and they didn't do it. And
I don't have an answer.
Well, there is an answer.
And
the answer is that
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. Because they paid, they knew they couldn't win the law.
That's right. Well,
that simple.
They knew they were lying.
Well, however, unfortunately, the other side lies more, but they're more adept at it.
But stay on this one.
They're better at it.
Stay on this one, the so-called big lie. And believe me, Rupert Murdoch had. Any from Lindell to Tina Peters to go fill in the blank to Trump himself, bring him in, put him on the witness stand, and prove how Donald Trump really won. They knew they couldn't do it. It's blown up in Lindell's face everywhere they go, and now they've totally switched horses. It's no longer Smartmatic. It's no longer Dominion or the Venezuelans or whatever the hell the Kraken was saying at the time. She's taken a deal in a RICO. He's been RICO'd. Eastman's been disbarred and RICO'd. The whole house of cards has fallen apart. That's just the truth.
Well, this goes back to, again, what I've always believed, why the Republican Party, especially in this state, is such a joke. They don't know how to fight strategically, and the other side does.
Well, they know. Sure.
They approach a lot. They just don't. I mean, it looks like the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
There you go.
It's embarrassing.
That was Little Nicky Scarfo in the Philadelphia Mob, the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
Nicky Scarfo.
It does. It keeps coming. Nick, thanks, man, a lot. Take care. Everybody. Hang on. 710 KNUS. We got about 4 minutes till the turn. Morning, everybody. Peter Boyle's on a Saturday. The weather is kind of iffy. 710 KNUS. Let's go line two. Aaron, man. Good morning.
We have a safety net hospital that's in crisis. Sent billions of dollars to Ukraine, got billions of dollars sent to Taiwan, billions of dollars to Israel. But we have a safety net hospital in downtown Denver. It's the only safety hospital we have in the state of Colorado that's in crisis. What's going on, Peter, man? Tell me.
I don't know about the hospital story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it came out this past Sunday. It was in the Denver Post. So I read about it and talking about the Denver Health Hospital is in crisis.
Oh no, you're talking about DG. Sure, no, they're overworked. They're overwhelmed. Yeah, I thought it was some hospital I didn't know about.
No, that's it. This is the one in Denver, Colorado.
I know what you mean.
Downtown.
Sure. It's being overrun by they're illegal aliens. You can't call them the kinds of things, you know, how the press has cleaned up the terms. They're illegal aliens. And
you have the what's going on under the dome. They're trying to ban the word aliens.
Oh yeah. When
you can't say if you step into the Golden Dome down in downtown Denver, Colorado, you can't say the word. They're trying to ban the word illegal aliens, even though it's protected First Amendment speech.
Yeah, sure. What I see happening is it's a vice that closes from both sides. In other words, you know, a vice usually screws in or screws out. But this is a vice, a political vice, that contracts from both sides. And on the one side, you know, they want something. On the other side, they want something. And every way or which way that you turn, it's a loss of a right. And,
right.
I mean, it's frightening because when they touch, that's when the well-known substance will hit the electrical convenience, and
that's right.
There's, but the more the progressives win, and they seem to be endlessly winning, because the Republicans put out stupid forms like, you know, asking you about, you know, interpersonal things if you're going to run for office.
Mm-hmm.
It's high school.
I mean, it's completely ridiculous. And just like you said about the lady from South Dakota and talking about killing her dog, you know. I mean, PETA, she's killed. I mean, PETA, the heads just exploded from saying that, from PETA.
Well, I got one of my great moments in talk radio as there were these women that wanted to save the prairie dogs. It's a true story. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to save up, but they were like, in Boulder, someplace. And so they came in the studio. Now, I know ranchers and farmers. Hey, they nuke them. They gas them. They drown them. You know, they poison prairie dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And these women were presenting these prairie dogs as these little hapless little, they're just rats, you know, is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, you had to spend thousands of dollars to move the prairie dogs. So they're all emotional. And I said, can I ask you something? Oh, yes. And I said, how do you feel about abortion?
Uh-oh.
You know, because you're you know, like, these people want to defend these prairie rats, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, Aaron, they got up and walked out of the studio. I mean, that's a real story. But,
no.
I mean, the point of it is, like, they were so worried about saving prairie dogs, but when it came to abortion, I'm out of here. And I thought,
that's right. It just shows you where they stand right there. Just by walking out.
Yeah, but if you talk to ranchers and farmers about prairie dogs,
mm-hmm. Whew. Yeah, they consider them pests.
Oh, well, they
same
are.
With the, same with the reintroduction of wolves.
No, that's another one.
In Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, Grand County is like my near dear place. It's where Winter Park is, and here's a bunch of lefty progressive greenies that want the wolves back. Well, the man and woman who are running those ranches.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I think you watch these ideologies and it,
mm-hmm.
you're right about the people who want to take away your right to use words or.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so. But killing your dog, killing Cricket, man, that was like, that was pretty stupid. I'm sorry.
Never have revealed that, but and also, what do you think about what's going on with the Trump derangement syndrome trial in New York City? I mean, you got a chick crying on the stand.
Yeah, it's just sleazy.
You know,
I got one word for that whole trial. It's sleazy. It's a sleazy trial. I'm getting yelled at. I got to jump.
All right,
man. All right, one line's open. We'll continue and open lines on the other side.